Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The gospel portion that we just heard this morning is known as the parable of the sower, and it's one of the best known passages in Scripture. But before we reflect on it this morning, I want to offer us a different parable. This one is called the parable of the Powerball Monk. And it's shaped like a parable, but it's also a real story, which happened just a few years ago. And this parable caused an enormous kerfluffle all across the nations when it hit the major newspapers. But the actual story started a month before the paper got a hold of it. It began with a Powerball drawing in Tennessee, which produced a winning number, and the ticket carrier was entitled to a whopping jackpot of $259 million. The largest Powerball prize ever offered. For 3 weeks, no one claimed the ticket, and speculation was rampant. Who had the ticket? And then 3 weeks later, and 3 years ago this month, the winner finally came forward. He turned out to be a man named Roy Cockrum, a 58-year-old self-employed businessman who lived in Knoxville. But from 2004 to 2009, Episcopalians in Massachusetts knew him as Brother Roy because he was a monk at the Society of St. John the Evangelist in Cambridge. And as a monk in training, he was sworn to vows of poverty, obedience, and chastity. And I can tell you, I had the pleasure of knowing him during that time because my son Ben was baptized at the monastery in 2004. And Roy was a kind and constant presence in that place, a passionate member and a gifted member of their flower guild, a spiritual director, a generous soul. When newspapers asked the monastery about Roy's win, a spokesperson for the monastery confirmed that Roy had been there for 5 years, and they acknowledged that Roy left the monastery in good standing in order to return to Knoxville to care for his aging parents. So to sum up this shocking news, Roy went from being a monk who had taken a vow of poverty in 2009 to a multimillionaire in 2014. Who says God doesn't have a sense of humor? And the story gets even better, because in July of that year, Roy Cockrum announced that after setting aside a portion of his fortune towards his pension fund, he was using an enormous chunk of that money to start a foundation that would support performing arts and organizations around the country. And he said the rest of the money would be going to a long list of religious organizations and charities, which he assured the press he'd already selected, so no one needed to contact him. So not only did Roy win a fantastic amount of money, but he is doing something profoundly fantastic with it. He's sharing his winnings with the whole nation and producing opportunities for performing arts majors and arts organizations and religious organizations and charities all around the country. When he was asked how he could be so clear about what he should be doing with the money, this is what Roy said. "I really believe the best way to prepare for this tsunami of cash has been to live under a vow of poverty for a number of years. It gives a great perspective," he said. I think Jesus would laugh if he heard the parable of the Powerball Monk. And I think Jesus would like it and like hearing it alongside his parable of the sower of the seeds. Somehow, in a quiet period of 3 weeks, before anyone knew that he had won, Roy figured out how to plant his dreams in fertile ground. He figured out how to take care of himself and his parents while also making great opportunities for other people. He doesn't seem to have gotten lost in the money or to let himself get overwhelmed by it. He seems to know what money can do and what money can't do. It didn't choke him or distract him. He isn't mistaking money for anything other than a tool to help him do the work and share the work that he cares about doing. I want to stand up and cheer for Roy's level-headed love, for his wisdom, for his generosity. We can't know everything he means when he says that poverty gives great perspective, but we can guess that part of what he means is that living in a vow of poverty for 5 years, having a very small amount of cash for personal items, and being faithful to the larger work of a community would help to clarify what was really essential and what was only temporarily desired or a distraction. It would surely help to clarify what was worth putting your lifeblood into. If you can be poor and kind, then your kindness is very real. And if you can be both poor and loving, then your love is very real. In the midst of poverty, when love or kindness still manage to have their rule, it's because a person allows their own desires to be disciplined by the good of the community, or gives up something they wanted for another member of the community. In the midst of poverty, love and kindness learn to run deep. I think if Jesus were here, he might point to the seeds that fell on rocky ground, and the seeds that fell among the thorns, and the seeds that fell on good soil. And in our gospel this morning, Jesus reminds us that when good soil produces fruit, some produces 100-fold, and some produces 60-fold, and some produces 30-fold. But all of the yields are welcome. All of the yields bring life. It doesn't matter if it's 30 or 100 if your heart's in it. The fruit that we produce will be uniquely based on our landscape, on our personality, on our capacity for discipline, on our luck. But what pleases God is our capacity for love and kindness and truth when they take root in us. As a wise colleague of mine, Reverend Lewis, likes to say, the fruit that we bear is unique as we ourselves are, but it's not about how much fruit is produced. It's about the way God's word takes root in us. It's not a competition about who hears God's word the best. It's about hearing the word and letting the word create something in each of us. When Roy was giving the choice, Roy chose generosity and gratitude and loving kindness. And 3 years later, the fruit of his choices keep giving life. As Roy continues to go through his life, and as we continue to go through our lives, we will choose again and again and again what we will let take root in us. May we have the courage to choose wisely and to produce fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Amen.